You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
To California, Jeff Bliss's Pacific Watch. The fires of Los Angeles. Jeff, watching this in the video delayed, it is shocking to see what is happening to very, very well turned out neighborhoods. We started our conversation some 48 hours ago in the Pacific Palisades. Since then, the fires have been moving around so fast, I lose track on the map. Where are they now, and what is the expectation over these next days? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. Well, let's start with the Palisades fire. That's burned over 20,000 acres, and it's roughly around 8% contained. But it does seem to be opening a new front on the northern part of the fire into the Topanga Canyon area. And there's a lot of wooded hillsides there, the Santa Monica Mountains and canyon area towns and such. So there's a great deal to worry about that really taking off again, having a second life. Then there's the Eaton Fire, which is the one out in Pasadena and Altadena, which are neighboring communities. And that's burned about 15,000 acres. The one out in Palisades has probably taken, several thousand homes. I think we're looking across all of the fires in Los Angeles area of being maybe 10,000, 12,000 homes that have been destroyed or seriously damaged. The Eaton Fire is like I said, it's about 15,000 plus acres, and it's about 3% contained. And then there's the Kenneth Fire, which is up north near Ventura and L.A. counties. Ventura is the bordering northern county on the ocean side. And that's about 35% contained. It was about 1,000 acres. And it may not seem like very much, especially compared to the others, but all of these other separate fires draw down resources so they don't get bigger and join up with other fires or start new ones. There's the Archer Fire, which just broke out today. And that's under 100 acres, but they're very wary because it's a populated area out in Granada Hills. Then there's the Sunset Fire, which was one everybody heard about in the Hollywood Hills area near the Hollywood sign. That's been pretty much knocked down. They got fire resources around that pretty quickly and had good conditions to get it down. The Hearst Fire, which has burned about 1,000 acres out in Sylmar, which is out in the northeastern part of L.A. County. That's been burning. It had about 1,000 acres. Looks 35% contained. They were very worried at first that would grow much bigger, but they got a handle on that. And then another fire out in Acton, which is kind of east of L.A. there, was about 500 acres when it's all said and done. And they have about 75% containment on that. We're looking at about 10 deaths so far, dozens and dozens of injuries. There are a number of people that are unaccounted for. And they believe the damage total is going to run well into the billions and billions to just rebuild if they can do that. There's a great deal of concern about, what they're going to be finding in the next week or two as they go through these areas.
Their reporting turns on the water. You've had dry conditions. I can remember we had a big drought a couple of years ago. Remember we talked about the Colorado River emptying. Has it been unusually dry, and why are they talking so much about the water?
It has been dry, although not severe like we've had in previous years. We really haven't had any measurable rain for about 8 months. That happens from time to time. It's the climate, the environment we live in here. But it does cause serious problems, as you've seen. And when you throw high winds like we've had into the mix between 75 and 100 miles an hour at times, then it becomes deadly. But the question about water has come up now because a number of these fires, particularly the Palisades Fire and the one out in the Eaton Fire, which is Pasadena, Altadena, there have been times when there is no water available at the fire hydrants. Now, some of the reasons given by LA County, for example, LA County officials, Los Angeles City officials, has been that the system can't take that great of a draw, that there were so many thousands of fires going on at one time, they didn't have enough water to take care of it. But there's an ongoing problem about, you know, the state, the way it hands out water throughout the state, you know, dumping a lot of fresh water because it doesn't want to send more to Central and Southern California for various reasons. And then the priorities that have been made over the years here in Southern California, whether it's at the Department of Water and Power level, which is very powerful, or the city level, which makes budgetary and political decisions. And so because of the consequences of the decisions at the state, the county, and, you know, other levels, they're saying, wait a minute, you have done something quite wrong here in the way you've run this, and it's resulted in the destruction we've had, where they have reservoirs that aren't filled, where they have systems that haven't been tested, where they have not addressed concerns that have been brought up for years and years about something like this happening and just really being ignored. So just like there's going to be a lot to find after we go through the rubble and the destruction, the physical destruction, there's going to be a lot to find as we do postmortem, so to speak, on the policies and practices of the state and local agencies.
Santa Ana wind. That's what I was told it was called when I was there in Irvine one winter. And I remember climbing up to a hill. This is early days of the university. And so they were still building the housing below me. There was an empty field. And you could see Los Angeles when the wind cleared out the clouds. I could see the towers of Los Angeles that far down. However, the wind was very strong, made walking in it difficult. That's the Santa Ana wind. Now, that comes every year, doesn't it, Jeff? This isn't an unusual amount of wind you're seeing.
I will say that this one is being considered extreme. I mean, when you get up to the, you know, the strong winds of 80 and 90 mile an hour blowing consistently, that's a whole different animal. But just having Santa Ana winds creates a dangerous situation. We do get them every year, not always at the same time. I don't remember them coming quite this late in the year. You know, usually the season for Santa Ana winds starts in the fall, goes through part of the winter. But we've known for a week or more ahead of time that these winds were due, which is one of the reasons people are so upset at the government folks, because they did not properly prepare, they feel, to stage equipment or to get people out of there. It seemed like they were behind the curve. Now, Santa Ana winds, what happens is winds are known for hot, dry weather, usually, like I said, in the autumn, and they come in over the desert, basically, and they blow out toward the ocean, which is usually the reverse of what we get in SoCal. And so that's what causes these winds to come through and come so quickly. And when they come rocketing through these canyons, that's just an opportunity for fires to be carried all over the place. And that's what's happened.
About the water, you've sent me a photograph of what you characterize as the Pacific Palisades Reservoir holding 1 million gallons, and it's empty. What is the explanation?
This reservoir has been under repair, they say, for a while, but it doesn't appear that there was a lot of haste put behind the repair, you know, over these past few years. That's a 117 million gallon water storage complex that's just east of, or it's right in the heart of near the heart of the Palisades. And the fire officials say, do we think it would have stopped the fire in its tracks? No, but we do think it would have made a significant difference if we could have had it going. The problem was, is starting on day one, you saw firefighters out with their hoses getting either no pressure or very little pressure. It was fruitless for them to even be on those streets where the fires were because they had no water. There was nothing they could do. And then on top of that, these roaring winds carrying the flames at speeds faster than a car can move, really, made it so dangerous and so hellacious.
So the dry conditions, the wind being stronger than in a regular year, and certain parts of water pressure yet to be explained. I understand also there has been concern everywhere, especially now, about some landmarks. So I want to go through them, major pieces of the culture. The first one is Mount Wilson. I believe you said the fire was approaching Mount Wilson. What is the status?
Mount Wilson, which lies to the east of L.A. there, or sits above it, actually, is famous for two things. One, the Mount Wilson Observatory, and the other one are the Mount Wilson Tower site. And the towers are so important for TV, radio, emergency communications. It's a repeater that's up there. So where it is, because we have mountains that border on one side of Los Angeles, it's absolutely vital to have those there. And it helps get out more of a signal, a clearer signal across Southern California. So there was some concern if that went down permanently, then that would be quite a problem for Southern California. The other one is the Mount Wilson Observatory, a very famous astronomical observatory up there on the high point of the mountain. Now, both of those right now seem to be protected. They sent up some extra fire crews, and they've been beating back the flames. But there was a period of time there where they thought both would be lost, but they got a quick snap and a change of winds there for a bit, let them get a little bit of an upper hand. They're not out of the woods, but I'm feeling much better about it than they were before.
The Jet Propulsion Lab, JPL, the mothership of, say, Perseverance and Curiosity on Mars and all the other probes. It was the report I saw was evacuation. How is it?
Well, it has been evacuated, except for, you know, the smallest of skeleton crews keep things going. And again, it appears that firefighters, you know, got a break on this, and so they've been able to keep the flames at bay. But that still doesn't mean they're out of the woods. They're still fighting this fire around it, and they won't be able to get everybody back for probably quite some time. I'm going to say 40 to 72 hours.
There's some probes I worry about being built in there, unless they evacuated them, one in particular for Venus. We go now to the Getty Museum. The first day we talked about this, there was some threat to it. How is it?
It's fine right now. The Getty Museum, which is in Pacific Palisades, almost in Malibu. So as you drive up Pacific Coast Highway from Santa Monica, you hit the Palisades and then Malibu, and it's right there. It's a beautiful copy of a Roman villa that J. Paul Getty had built, the late billionaire, and it houses some of the most incredible antiquities from the ancient world. But they had quite a good plan in place to safeguard the artworks. None of the artworks were damaged. None of the rooms inside the villa that housed those artworks were damaged. But apparently some of the grounds were scorched by flames, as well as some outbuildings. But nothing serious, nothing that'll keep them from keeping operations going.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We're turning now to the politics of the catastrophe ongoing. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.